Lovely evening. Couple of beers, nice food, good company. I'm in the home of Drew Buddy, otherwise known as Digital Maverick on Twitter.
Hello there.
How you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Well, I know how you doing. Why did I ask that? I've been with you all evening. And we have screens open and we've been tweeting and listening to some very cool tunes.
Yes, yes. And I'm very grateful to you for introducing me to some of the bands I've never heard of before.
Oh, and yeah, cool. And you, I'm very surprised that we've got so many similar clashes in taste as well. You have kindly let me stop over the night, and you're going to be taking me to the airport tomorrow morning, which is fantastic because I always find it a bit of a bind getting to Heathrow. But we're only about 20 minutes away from here because, of course, tomorrow I'll be going to the E3 conference in LA, which I believe starts Monday, but I'll be getting there tomorrow because it's a long way away. And I recognise this place where you live from a church, which is at the bottom of your driveway. We're in Rickmansworth, is that right? Mm-hmm. Now, you live on the grounds of a school where you teach.
Yep.
Can you tell me and everybody why that school is famous?
It's famous for a couple of reasons, but the reason why most people will have, without realising it, seen my school is because the classroom that Indiana Jones teaches in is in one of the computer labs in the area where I teach.
And not so long ago, a guy dressed exactly like Indiana Jones came along and wanted his... What, was he on honeymoon, you
Yes,
say?
He was on honeymoon from Canada, and I had stumbled across him, and he was wearing the dicky bow and all the suit that Indiana Jones wears when he's lecturing, and he had wanted to be photographed all around the school in the same places as Indiana Jones was, and he was telling his wife constantly, this is the place where this happened, this is the place where that happened. And the scenes, particularly the ones where he meets Denham Elliott in the first film and he's given his first assignment, happens on our school stage. And that's excellent.
Is it compulsory viewing in the school?
Yeah, most people know of the scenes, yes. And any time a visitor comes to school, I show them the various points of significance around the school.
Ah, you are the official Indiana Jones tour guide.
Yeah, you could say that. And I think because I've been there as one of the longer-serving teachers, I'm one of the few who kind of knows that, although it's passed on from person to person, I think. Yeah. Very few people now kind of bother about that. I think.
Oh, has Harrison Ford ever been back?
No, but I know when he was here, because it was the first and the third one were filmed here, second one wasn't, and the newest one wasn't, none of it was filmed here. But yeah, I heard that when he was here, the people that was filmed before I moved here, but he was very generous of his time to some of the colleagues and had his photo taken, time out. But the most recent person, which I didn't tell you this earlier, is Zac Efron hit Rickmansworth last summer. You know, High School Musical, Troy Bolton, the heartthrob of almost every girl child in this country and America too. He was here for a film called Me and Orson Welles.
Oh.
And he was filmed around the school. And legend has it that although the distance from where his van was, where he was all his makeup, and the distance where he was filming was only something 100 metres at the most, they had a limousine to drive on that distance.
Oh, God. Oh, no. And you told me as well, not too far away from here, there is the building that used to house the coffee shop mentioned in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yes, as I understand it, when I first moved here, there was a little kit. It was called the Swiss Tea Room in Rickmansworth, right in the High Street. And certainly that, as I understand it, was the basis for the restaurant in which, is it Lucy Atkins or somebody, is sitting, and she realises she knows the answer just before the world's obliterated. She sits there realising she knows the answer to life, the universe and everything.
Of course, is 42, is it not?
It is, but a computer discovers that later on, doesn't it? But she, I'm sure that's right. I can't remember my facts exactly right, but I'm positive. And that is now a Thai restaurant in Rickmansworth. And I don't think many people are aware of that.
We should start a Twitter pilgrimage to that Thai restaurant, not just because I love Thai food, but I'm now desperately, desperately in need to know kind of what number 42 on the menu is.
No, that's a good point. I hadn't thought of doing that, going order number 42. I think they could make a big play of that in that place.
Yeah. Well, so that's where we are. Rickmansworth, tomorrow, Heathrow for me, and then LA onwards. I just want to say thanks a lot, Drew. What are you going to be doing over the next couple of months?
I've got a critical week, exam week at our school, so I've got that, some exams to mark as well as to set for my kids. We've got on Monday and Tuesday, we have got a claymation animator coming in to do an animation workshop with our year six pupils, and we're also doing an IT day. And as with the year six girls as well, and they're going to be doing all sorts of different things that combines all the knowledge, of IT they've learned all throughout the year. So that, and then on Friday of next week we have what's called the Civil War Day, where a guy comes who's a living historian. He comes and he talks to the 80 to 90 pupils all day long outside, and he does things like fires four arrows into the air before the first one touches the ground. He shoots his musket. He talks about sanitary towels in the English Civil War days, etc. And he's a fascinating man. I've known him for 14 years because I've been at the school for 14 years, and every year I'm his chaperone. I want to do it every year. So that's on Friday, and that's fantastic.
Sounds like you're looking forward to it, yeah, more than the girls.
I am.
What's the name of the school?
The Royal Masonic School for Girls.
I just had to get the word Masonic in. Cheers, Drew. Thanks
that's
a lot.
All right. Not at all.